Before we begin today's episode, I'd like to extend a thank you, huge thank you to you family who have left reviews of the podcast in Apple and or leaving 5 stars in Spotify. It is so validating and affirming to know that the message of the podcast is resonating and that you have found useful insights for your own life and how you can apply it for your individual situation. And this is actually like the 3rd podcast that I've ever produced since I began podcasting in 2019. And I've produced well over 250 episodes at this point, probably closer to 300. And with this one being the newest in a landscape of podcasts that can easily be drowned out by larger platforms, I am so appreciative of you being here and giving me a chance, giving the podcast a chance, and taking time out of your busy schedule to actually type and or tap a rating and review for the show. So shout out to Bookworm, whose review starts with uplifting, and then we have thought-provoking, interesting by Train Tracks. Then we have All the Way from Australia, says reassuring and affirming. And then All the Way from Canada, love the concept, 5 stars. Then we have Mom Mindset Coach, wow, brilliant. I love the openness and honesty. Thank you, Alethea. And Anonymous Andrew, a good start, but needs some work. I wanted to take the time to read those ratings and reviews because, again, you don't have to be here, but you are, and you didn't have to give it a listen, but you did. And I am so thankful and honored that you have chosen to be here with me, male, female, non-binary. Thank you, family. Now let's get into the episode. One of the most difficult aspects about life is decision making, and not just decisions that are wayward and have no meaning, but decisions that set us up for positive outcomes. And I don't know about you, but it is so frustrating to be in the midst of needing to make a decision, but you're confused and you do not know which path is the correct way that you should go, that you should follow. And I believe, and it is from my observation, so much noise, so much outside noise that we come into contact with on a daily basis. And you are not alone if you are feeling confused where you should go for your next steps. A lot of us, and maybe you being one of them, struggle because we are constantly looking for a confirmation that the path we should take is what's best. And every decision that we make and that you will make from this day forward is a risk. It's a risk because regardless of how well thought out and how much introspection you and I have done, we do not know the future. We do not know if that plan or that decision will lead us in the direction we should go. And if we want to get into the spiritual shit of it all, it is my belief that we have to learn to connect the intuitive gut hunches that we get with the logical and analytical. And that is called visionary decision making. Visionary decision making is the intersectionality of intuitive, logical, / analytical thinking. And research has proven that those who learn to combine and fuse the two forms of decision making usually become better decision makers. And you can do the Google rabbit hole search for yourself online, and you'll see Psychology Today speaking about it and various other reputable sources speaking about the advantages of using both your gut and your analytical forms of decision making. Because I believe through this and what I've read and what I know to be true, it brings about a more well-rounded viewpoint or perspective. Here's the thing. Decision making is more often than not frustrating, because there are times when you and we will make decisions what seems ease and without second thought, and it just seems like everything flows after that, right? And you didn't even have to pray or meditate necessarily in that moment to the universe, God, the Orishas, whoever you believe in, universe. And it's just this inner knowing, this inner knowledge, this inner wisdom that comes rapidly in that moment. And that is what intuition is. That is what following your gut is. And following your gut and your intuition can save you from dangers. It acts as a guide, and it is this ability to tap into an infinite amount of wisdom, creativity, and knowledge. And there are times it may make you look crazy to others, and they're like, I don't know about this. This doesn't seem right. Especially if you're in a team setting, for instance, at work, your business, career path, and everybody around you is like, no way, this is crazy. We can't do that. That's not right. But you know how it bubbles up in your stomach and it just comes over you. And sometimes it feels more settled. It's like, no, this is the way. That is the way. And when I find that when you do not follow your intuition and or take it into consideration, something may happen negatively. And you're like, I should have listened to my gut. I should have listened to my intuition. So if you're someone who is more inclined to be logical and analytical with your decision making, let down your walls. Tap in to that intuition, that gut. Let it flow and see where it leads you. See if it can provide another view or angle or perspective about that decision that you have to make. While your situation and circumstances may be unique, your decision making, the process of decision making, and what you're feeling, and the confusion that you may be feeling, and the overwhelm that you're feeling is very normal. And like many other aspects of life and ways of going about life to create positive outcomes for you, it's a muscle. Okay? It's a muscle. This is why we have to be patient with ourselves. This is why we have to give ourselves grace, because there is no manual for life. And yes, we have our spiritual practices, teachings, and books that can help guide us through the wisdom that has been written and published for us to read. But many people are looking for a step-by-step process when it is subjective to you in your situation, to you in your business, to you in the team that you work with, to you in your family and household. And that's the beautiful part about decision making, because if it is not going well and we get that gut instinct to move differently, we can do that. We have options, we have choices, and we have the ability to change course right there in the moment. And so while we can beat ourselves in the head when we don't follow our gut and or intuition, and something negative happens and we like, daggone it, I should have done it. I told myself that this is what I need to do, and I did not listen to my intuition. And it's okay, because even the logical and analytical person will have to someday realize that is not enough. All of these things are important for different reasons, which is why it is important to be able to combine and fuse the two ways of decision making, the most prominent ways, I should say, of decision making. And I grew up in a household with a man, my father, who was very logical, who was very analytical, data, research driven. And that's phenomenal and fantastic for many reasons, as we know. But there is something about allowing the intuitive gut voice of our subconscious mind into our decision-making process. And it's hard when there's other people involved, unfortunately, when you're working in a team for your business or your career path or in your family making decisions, because you have to hear them out. But can also be positive to have the ability to get feedback from others. In some situations, especially when you're in a season of moving in silence and keeping your goals and the things you're trying to accomplish to yourself as a form of protection, you don't get the ability of brainstorming and getting feedback of others. And there has to be a balance of it. And again, all of this is like a muscle. And so you must practice it and you must be aware and mindful. And this is why sometimes decisions shouldn't be made right away. You may need a day or two or more to finalize what path you will take, especially if it's something life altering for you, your family. And people who practice visionary decision making are often people who are not rigid and who are flexible, and they are adaptive. Intuition is from the right side of the brain. It is a feminine side of the brain, and your logic and your analytical side is the left side, the masculine side. And I know this is why women are often praised for our intuitive abilities, because we innately operate from that right side predominantly. Hey y'all, push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get to the episode, okay? You are not alone at this crossroad that you're in. It's often best to take a step back and to let it air out. You know, when you're drinking your favorite wine, you let it aerate for a minute. Let that oxygen flow through it to bring out the full flavor of that wine or that libation that you're sipping, right? Often the times, decision-making is just the same. We have a saying here in the United States. I've heard it most commonly and used it most commonly here on the East Coast where I'm from. And the phrase is, let that shit rock. AKA, let it be, let it simmer, let it rest, which can help you decide which path is right for you and your situation or your business or your career, for your family, for you as a woman. Don't let anybody rush you into making a decision that will either set you up for success and positive outcomes or set you back 20 steps. And then you'll be back at the last episode trying to figure out how you allowed yourself and your situation to start over again. And we want to make decisions fast, but we have to allow the universe in our subconscious mind to help lead and guide us. And intuition, again, will often come right in that moment. A subtle, small voice will let you know what you should do. And you can go to the data of your life and compare what option is best for you. No situation or decision will produce positive outcomes when confusion is involved. Our free will in this life was not meant to be rushed. And so ultimately what we have to ask ourselves, and what you must ask yourself, is after you take this break away from making the decision, and you reflect and you introspect, how will this decision impact my life, my family, my business, or my career? What is really my goal through this decision that I need to make? What is the goal through this decision? Lastly, what are your intentions moving forward with this decision? Is it in alignment? Is it part of the vision? And many of our decisions If we just sat down for a moment and introspected and consider these questions, the answer will come. It'll flow right to you. But we must quiet the noise and we must silence the anxiety in order to come out of the confusion of the decision that needs to be made and not allowing confusion to hinder you. It's been your girl, Monique, on Evolving Ish. You can reach out to me at iamevolvingish@gmail.com. Community voicemail at 667-335-1840. If you like to share anonymously, stay safe, stay vigilant, and be well, family. Peace and blessings.